Welcome back, everyone, to the Chatooine Show, the best and brightest Star Wars show out there. We're here every Wednesday night, so if you're watching live, please smash the like button. And if you haven't subscribed by this point, don't hesitate, please. We were originally going to talk about the Star Wars sequels today and if they were a success or a failure, but with yesterday's news on a brand new Star Wars movie, we switched topics. So we're going to be discussing the sequels next week. But before we get into the big news, let's introduce our panel. We got a couple people here. We got Lunga, of course, Palpamemes, myself, and special guest, Star Wars Sith. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing
absolutely
great.
Fantastic.
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
Thank you for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming in on this kind of big news thing. This was also last minute for everybody. This came out just yesterday. But tell us a bit about yourself before we get into the news. You know, how'd you start off with Star Wars YouTube? What was your Star Wars journey like? What brought you to this big regret that you're going to have today of doing that?
So I started my channel in May of 2022, right before Anaheim Celebration. So I basically made my channel because I wanted to cover Star Wars Celebration, because like it's such a fun event and not a lot of people know about it. I know I found out about it by accident in 2017 when I went to Orlando, and then I did Chicago, and since then I've been hooked. So I started my channel then for Anaheim, covered Anaheim. I went to London for Celebration, covered London. So when I'm not covering Celebration, I'm doing all the other fun stuff. Reaction videos to shows, playing games, unboxing, toy hunts, theory videos. So just kind of like a little bit of everything Star Wars.
It's crazy that you did this with Celebration, because I found you on YouTube through Celebration. I was doing, I'm going to go to the Japan one. I know we messaged about this, and I was like, I need to find something. And I saw some of your videos. I was like, all right, there's not a lot of people truly on like Star Wars YouTube or just in general who talk about Celebration. It is really like a very diehard of the diehard fans that go to those things. And my first one that I ever went to was in Orlando 2017. Funny enough, I live out here now over 5 years later. And I went to that one. I went to Chicago, and kind of like you, I really fell in love with it. I didn't do much Celebration content on my channel because at the time it was mostly like just news and takes and all that stuff. But as time went on, I was like, God, I love these events. You network with a lot of people. You make a lot of really cool friends. Like, it is a no matter how upset you are with like Star Wars or happy you are with Star Wars, when you go to Celebration, it is a different feeling. And it is probably the most fun I've had as a fan in a long time.
It is. It's a different vibe there, because just everybody there is happy. Not like on the internet where everyone's either mad or happy or this or that. Everyone there is just positive, having a good time. It's that's why I love it, because you just feel at home there no matter what you like. And like it's just the best part is just meeting the people out there. I've made so many friends there, just random strangers that I still talk to this day. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's a great time. One day I'll get Lunga and Palpamemes to come with us. Because even though it was in Chicago, Lunga just was waving from down the street.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be better planning distance. But again, it's what the fuck, Japan? Is that where it's Japan?
Fucking Japan. Christ. Me and Sith are already planning on going. So, you know,
it's like,
you
guys, it's like the only more expensive place to go is like what, fucking Australia or something like that? I mean, that's like,
yeah, right?
It's
Tokyo
quite
of
a
all places.
Flight. I think it's like 16 hours. And, you best believe I'll be taking some nice gummies before that, taking about an 8 hour nap, watching every Star Wars movie God ever created. It'll be quite a trip. But I do know for certain at least the Tokyo Celebration, we're going to get a lot of like trailers most likely for these upcoming Star Wars movies. So I'm very excited about that. And that is what the topic of today is. And it's what Lucasfilm dropped yesterday out of literally nowhere. They dropped this new Mandalorian and Grogu Star Wars movie, and it was on the official website. It's going to be developed by Jon Favreau. Here's the official statement from the Star Wars website. The Mandalorian and Grogu are embarking on a new adventure to the movie theaters. Directed by Jon Favreau and produced by Favreau, Kathleen Kennedy, and Dave Filoni, The Mandalorian and Grogu will go into production in 2024. Favreau went on to say, I've loved telling stories set in the rich world that George Lucas created. The prospect of bringing the Mandalorian and his apprentice Grogu to the big screen is extremely exciting. And then Kathleen Kennedy said, Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni have ushered into Star Wars two new and beloved characters, and this new story fit perfectly on the big screen. And the final part of that says that the Mandalorian and Grogu will lead Lucasfilm's ongoing feature development slate, including films helmed by Sharmeena Bachinoy, James Mangold, and Dave Filoni, who is also currently developing Ahsoka Season 2. among those is in the works. This is the way. I know the Ahsoka season two stuff is big news, but that's a whole nother show of conversation and on its own. But the big news, of course, is this Mandalorian and Grogu Star Wars movie. The way we do this is we always do clockwise round table. Everyone gets their initial takes in. So Lunga, start us off. I'm going to finish us. What was your initial reaction yesterday, probably like 24 hours ago at this point, when you heard this news?
Well, we first have to realize that we are at a, I want to say, tipping point, turning point in Star Wars. They are acting like they want to do things differently, but they keep doing things the same. Pebble Memes agrees with me. I know this is when he hates I go first, but I will say this, that he felt the same way and said the same thing at the same time I did. So he's not, I'm not trying to steal any thunder.
We're getting closer, Lunga.
The
tides have shifted. Opinions are starting to line up a lot more.
This was completely reactionary. It's because it's been a slew, right? A bunch of things that just came out in the last few days, like three or four things, just bam, 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 bam. And you could tell just by the fact that they were just like these weird AI art thrown up kind of social media stuff. You know what I mean? This short little blurb on StarWars.com. It was like they had a meeting and they just went, yeah, let's do this. They took the cards, they shuffled them around, right? And they're like, this is what we're going to do. And 100%, I believe this, and nobody is going to change my mind. This is 100% reactionary after all the bad PR about Charmaine Obaid-Chidoy. That's where this came from. Now, I'm not in the camp of saying, oh, they're not making the right movie now. No, it's not. That's not the... Lucasfilm likes to distract people. Okay, they're going to say about this. Let's shuffle the deck. Let's do this first. You know, because remember, what was the big thing? The Rey movie is going to be the first installment after the Skywalker. I mean, they made a big deal about that, right? This is the first movie.
They never said she was going to be the first, but Daisy Ridley said she believed it would be next. A lot of the reports were saying and indicating, but the way they announced that one was indicating this was coming next. So it was never
right. But by the dates. Were you going by the dates? Okay. I mean, even if Lucasfilm itself didn't put in print first movie since, if you're saying that this is supposed to get that 2025 date, right? It was 2025, right? Yeah, December.
There's apparently one for 2025, but I would
no. There's a May. Wasn't it May 2025, December 2026, and December 2027?
December 15, 2025, May 26, and 2026.
Oh, May's in the middle. Okay.
And December in 2026.
Okay, gotcha. May's the 2026 one.
Yes.
Yeah. So December 2025, right? All indications was that this Rey movie was supposed to be that in that slot. That's what they were telling us. So it is the first one since. And now suddenly they're switching everything around, right? And like we talked about how they were supposed to do this Mandoverse movies, right? And then this one, you know, kind of popped up all of a sudden. This is going to be the first thing. Why? Go with what's working, right? What's the one thing since Force Awakens came out? What is the one thing that most Star Wars fans kind of went, yeah, that's pretty good? It's Mandalorian. Okay, at least the first two seasons. Yeah. That's the one thing. They're like, okay, you know what?
It was loved.
Yeah, yeah. And we've touched on this on our other streams before. We've talked about how it's like, why are you doing this first? Not that we're saying don't make a Rey movie, right? We know it's going to happen. It's their trilogy, right? But we're saying, why are you doing this first? After all the bad will and after all the polarization it caused. Let it settle some more before you do this. Mm-hmm. And... you know, now they're doing this. So this it feels 100% reactionary. I hate the name. I hope this is working title. The movie cannot be called Mandalorian and Grogu. It cannot. That is.
It better not.
It's very redundant because now Grogu is a Mandalorian, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it'd be like the Mandalorian Jedi and Anakin Skywalker. Yeah.
But aside from
as like far as that though, stuff, I am.
How did you feel about that?
Last note. I am excited about a Mandalorian movie. Let's see, you know what they're going to do. You know what are we going to give this? So I'm not saying I'm disappointed that the movie is. I'm excited, and I'm also excited that, and I know you agree with me as well, only that it's Favreau directing it, right?
Oh yeah.
And you know, and to me, this feels like, even though Star Wars has been around, even though Disney's been working it, this feels like this is hopefully the Iron Man of the Lucasfilm, you know, Star Wars universe. Okay. This is first movie of phase one of what we go going into the future. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, Palpatine's, we'll get to more of like the what's coming next, if this will be the next film in the future, like if this is the first one to come back. But before that, when it comes to The Mandalorian and Grogu, and not only the title, but just the idea of a Mandalorian movie, what was your initial reaction yesterday?
Well, this is an absolute mistake. This proves many things. One, Disney Plus is a failing streaming platform. We have data to back it up. We have shareholders' opinions on it to back it up. We have all the numbers we want. The fact that they are taking their most popular show on the platform and moving it to a movie proves that it is not making money. And this is a way, this is an attempt, alongside the other issues with Star Wars, to make a quick buck. Number two, what is the story of The Mandalorian and Grogu going to be? Because we've already had two endings with The Mandalorian. We had an ending with season two, then everything got redone, undone, and then we had an ending with season three where he, you know, he's got his house on Navarro and all that. So what's interesting about the story of The Mandalorian and how it's gone about is the arc and story went in a complete circle. We are back at square one. We're back at phase one, all right? Din's got his helmet on. Moff Gideon's no longer around, so we think. It's going to be a new and fresh storyline, more than likely with Thrawn. And so, to me, that makes me look back at the first three seasons, mainly the first two seasons, and be like, well, what was the freaking point? Point number three, which we will get into, I'm sure, at some point. This objectively replaced the Rey movie on the schedule. They say in the article that it goes into production this year. I can only assume it's going to go into principal photography this year. And if you all have seen the updates and all that, the Rey movie was supposed to go into principal photography. Well, some said spring of this year. Many said summer of this year. And that was the plan. They had that scheduled. And again, I can only assume, just like what Lunga said, that the Charmin situation caused a change, a quick change in this. I will have my meltdown at some point in today's episode. It's not happening right now. I'm trying to be as objective and pure as possible because I want to give only the correct insights.
Oh, this yeah, because I've disagreed so much already, but I will
let you finish your point. This is a mistake, okay? We can say this is the only thing that is working for them, but let me ask you something. Is it working? The Mandalorian overstayed its welcome when it comes to the vast general audience. Grogu, the whole gimmick of Grogu is done, right? Din Djarin is a cool character. He really doesn't have much character to him, though, especially after they undid his arc, all right? When we look at the numbers of Disney Plus, and you have to look at these numbers, you cannot tell me that because a show did okay for Disney Plus standards, therefore it's going to do good in the box office. Because when you compare the viewership numbers of Disney Plus compared to viewership numbers of people who bought tickets for the Star Wars movies, even The Rise of Skywalker, which was the one that made the least amount of money in the trilogy, it's still exponentially higher than the viewership of Disney Plus. It doesn't even come close. And so I think this is a huge mistake for that end. I don't think this movie is going to do well. Point number five, which will be my final point. Yeah, I know. I'm going on. All right. One more point. Damn. Can we freaking move on out of the Skywalker saga, please? Why are you going to end the Skywalker saga and then say, actually, no, we're going back to it? After you said, oh, no, we're getting out of the Skywalker saga. Okay, Dave Filoni's film, I never thought it was going to happen anyway, so that's whatever. But you have Dawn of the Jedi announced, then you have the Rey movie announced post-episode 9. Finally, we're moving the story to new era. And that sounded great, but now we're regressing. We're going back. And that's a mistake.
Well, Sith, I hope you know we don't mince words here. So if you want to tell both of these guys that they're idiots, feel free to and let it rip. If you agree,
yeah, let Connor know how much of an idiot he is, because
prove me wrong.
So take us back to yesterday. How did you feel when you heard this announcement?
So I thought it was a huge win. I thought it was smart, and like I think it's gonna do crazy numbers. So I'm kind of opposite. Now I do agree. I feel it's 100% reactionary to the bad press. So like for sure, because we forgot about that real quick and we're all talking about this now. But I also think that maybe they were somewhat planning it, because in the past 6 months, we've had rumors twice that season four was going to be a movie. So this is like the third time it's come up. So maybe they were planning it. Maybe they weren't, whatever. But The reason I like it, and I only like it if this is instead of season four, if this is just a random movie, a random story, and we still get season four, I don't like that at all, because that's just a straight cash grab. Go see Grogu, get your popcorn bucket. Like, no. What I want this to be is season four Mando cut to a clean movie, because season three was not my favorite, right? So I want it to be season four is this movie, because then I'm already thinking we're going to get Thrawn on the big screen. Ezra's going to probably meet Luke on the big screen at the end of this movie, and this will set up Filoni's movie and possibly maybe even something further down the line, because if it is Thrawn related, you're not going to take him out in one movie. Like, he's Thrawn. So that's how I was looking at it. Now, Disney Plus, like, it has been taking L's in everything, in Star Wars and Marvel. Like, it is what it is. But I like that move for the movies. But again, that's only if this is what season four was going to be, and they're just cleaning up that story, putting it on the big screen, and getting us back in the theater. Because I'm not going to lie, man, I do miss going to the theater, man. Like, that five-year period, regardless of how good or not those movies were, it was kind of like a family tradition every Christmas with the family, go see that movie. Like, I miss that. So it'll be nice to go back, but I don't know if I want it, like, every year like that. Like, once they get back in the theaters, give us a couple years in between, like how George did it every 3 years so we could breathe, or every 2 years, whatever it may be. But I like the announcement. I know a lot of people are split. I just hope it's just season four is a movie.
I agree more with Sith than I do longer of Palpatine memes, honestly.
Hold on. We got one little rebuttal here. It's just a minor one. When he mentioned it, they were planning. Yeah, we know they were planning a movie, but that's not what most of us are saying or thinking, I believe, at least the ones that think like me and Connor. I don't think that's the issue. It's not that they just suddenly decided to make this movie. It's the release schedule.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. No, 100%. Yeah.
I mean, let's read this line here. There had been some speculation that a film starting days really would be the first out the gate, but it appears the project will take longer to hit hyperspace. After you just went on this little media thing with Chinoy talking about this and all this stuff, and then a week later, it's taking longer than expected for it to happen.
Yeah, that's sus.
That's sus.
It's the safe play. It's a safe play for the money.
Yeah, but I will say when I saw this news yesterday, it's weird because I feel like if they announced this a year ago, 2 years ago, I would be really excited. And what's so odd to me is out of all the four films that we quotation marks have in the works, the Rey film, this Mandalorian and Grogu movie, the Dawn of the Jedi movie, and then the Mandoverse one with Dave Filoni. This is the one I'm most excited for because I saw it directed by Jon Favreau. I have a lot of trust and respect for Jon Favreau. I think he's one of the best creators other than like Tony Gilroy over there at Lucasfilm right now. And, you know, you can look at his track record, and I think for him being the showrunner, you only get three seasons of The Mandalorian. And so far, he's batting 2 out of 3. Not too shabby. I think as time went on, he lost a little bit of steam and everything, but I really think this is a great idea for a Star Wars movie. This should be the Star Wars movie that brings Star Wars back to the movie theaters, back to the big screen. The problem is, I think a lot of people are having with this announcement is, you're doing this less than a year after you just announced three movies, and you're announcing a fourth one kind of randomly in the middle of the day for, honestly, apparently no reason. The timing is not coincidental. We all know it's because of the controversy around the whole Rey thing at the moment. But I still think this is a very good idea. I push back with Palpa memes about Disney Plus being a failure. I think when it comes to Star Wars, at least with The Mandalorian, Disney's Plus been a huge success. They say that season three, despite I think all four of us are not big fans of it, I'm probably a little bit more friendly towards it than you guys are, but season three was not very good compared to the other two seasons. Mm-hmm. Yet it was the most streamed original show of all 2023. I mean, the numbers were really good. The Mandalorian, more than the sequels, is the most popular thing. So to come back to the box office, I don't think this is a bad idea for a cash grab if it is, because I think out of all the four films, I always talk about $1 billion being the goal now and the goalpost. This is the one that will most likely hit the goalpost. This is the one that will most likely hit $1 billion. This feels like a natural way to get back into the movie theaters with Star Wars, as opposed to the Rey movie, where it was like, dang, we just finished up this trilogy. We're all telling you, a lot of us don't really like it, and you want to give us more of that? Whereas with this, everyone's going, oh, I love The Mandalorian. Oh, I love Boba Fett comes out, The Mandalorian season 3 comes out. We're like, okay, I'm not that interested anymore. You come out with this movie, though, you catch my attention. Directed by Jon Favreau, you catch my attention. Coming out next, you've got my attention. I'm sitting down. I am now more excited for the future of Star Wars films today than I was a week ago. Where even with this film announcement, I feel a little indifferent, where it's not like it was when they announced, like Rogue One or Solo, where I was like, oh, cool, another Star Wars movie. I can't wait. This is more like, oh, okay, I hope it happens. This will happen because it is Jon Favreau. But I understand the caution, but I do think, despite all the complex factors that go into this on why we feel like, oh, this is reactionary, or they're doing this and that, or safe bet, despite all of that, this is a good idea. A Mandalorian movie is a good idea. I feel like we've all wanted this. Go ahead, Palpatine.
Can we at least agree? We don't have to agree, but let me just say, okay, excited for the film. I'm going to see it. I will be there no matter what, okay? I like The Mandalorian season 1-2. They're some of my favorite Star Wars ever. I will push back on the Mandoverse. I don't think people care anymore. The Book of Bob was a war crime. Season 3 of The Mando was a war crime as well. It took the story to bad places and didn't set up a good story. And so, yes,
Lundy. Stop associating that STD with Mando, even though it came out of Mando. Boba Fett was around before Mando.
We're talking about the interest that the fans
have in the Mandoverse. I do not count it. It is not. I do not count Bob as part of the Mandoverse.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, okay. It is. I do. It did
it doesn't matter. I reject your reality and replace it with my own.
Mandalorian. I mean, it is.
Well, can we agree? Okay. All right. I apologize. Can we agree to my main point? That this is still more proof that the same issues that have persisted with Lucasfilm for, what is it now? It will be 11 years at the end of this year, are still happening to this day. They will have a plan. They will cut it out. They'll restructure. They'll make a new plan. They'll start it. Maybe it goes somewhere a little bit, and then things don't go so well, and so they cut it out, and they go...
Hang on.
Make a plan. Execute the plan. Plan goes off the rails. Throw away the plan.
3 years now. They have been talking about a movie for Mandalorian for a couple years at this point.
Along with Taika's, kind of along with Feige's.
Right. Yeah, come on, man.
I agree with that.
Come
I understand
on.
All that. But
I'm sure they said they wanted to do a movie about Jabba the freaking Hutt at some point.
Trigger,
right?
Like at some
if they came out. If they came out and said, hey, Jabba the Hutt is being in production this year. Okay, we can look back and say, okay, someone wanted to do a Jabba the Hutt movie, therefore, okay, you know, they were talking about
this. This is completely different. This is completely different.
How?
Because this
is it going to have, the twins from Bob?
No, hang on. Let me make my point.
Go ahead.
They're not going, hey, oh, we're having a film and Taika's working on a Star Wars movie and, you know, we don't know when it's coming out, but it's coming, you know? This is, hey, there's a Mandalorian and Grogu film. By the way, it starts production this year. That means
so was the right movie.
No, they did not say that, though. This is a completely different situation.
These the tweets came out and talked about
Well, hold on. Let's quantify this.
So it begins production this year, and then, oh, we're having a movie. They said it begins production this year. That means this movie is in the act of fucking works. Like, this is coming.
Absolutely.
This is not
absolutely.
Be here.
And what did this movie replace on the schedule?
Rey.
Okay, we'll
now, but let's quantify this, okay? Even though I quoted that thing, we're saying, oh, it looks like it's going to take a little longer to hit hyperspeed. Mind you, it says... a little longer to hit, not problems, not we got to rewrite the script. It's none of those issues that we've all complained about, right? They always keep have to, you know, not like the little tweaks that every movie does, but it's like complete rewrites, just starting over again, you know, trashing it. This was a boardroom decision with the heads. We have these two movies. We could start either one first. Which one are we doing? It was originally Rey, and then he went, Let's flip it. Let's do this one first. They were both ready to start production. And by I know the scripts, we keep talking about the raid, the scripts not even done. Let's be honest. You know how quick they can get a script done, right? Especially with the writer's strike and everything over now. They can knock that script out quick.
But, I mean, there was a report even coming out today from Bestman Bulletin, who's extremely reliable, as we all know.
They were one of the first to talk about this Mando movie.
I mean, that was Jason Ward, who I think originally
they reciprocated it. But yes,
yeah, oh yeah, always. They always work together. And but Making Star Wars, Jason Ward and Bestman Bulletin have both said that the script, what's that guy's name who's writing it now? Peaky
Stephen
Blinders.
Knight.
Stephen Knight. He hasn't even submitted the first draft because he's got to work on his Peaky Blinders movies. So it makes sense because of the strikes, like Sith was talking about earlier, that there is, of course, going to be a little bit of delay going on here. But my point still stands of like, look, they said the production starts on this movie this year. This one is happening. This isn't the Taika. This isn't Patty Jenkins. The only thing that's close to this was the Kenobi series where Kathy's like, and the scripts are ready and we're ready to begin production right now.
Oh.
And then she takes a sip of coffee and is like, by the way, we fired the writer. We're got to rewrite the script.
That's great.
It's going to be great.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
That's going to be
great.
It is going to be great.
That was the first script. If what we got with this new script was, well, what we got. How bad was that first one? Yeah, I can only imagine.
I've heard it was horrible. I knew a guy who, funny enough, subscribed to my channel for years and then started working at Lucasfilm. And he worked on the Kenobi set. And he was like, hey, bro, we're in. I was like, who the fuck is we? He's like, I snuck in. I'm like, all right, bet. But no, yeah, I think this announcement is completely fine and good. But do you guys think it is going to be the next Star Wars movie that it will release in, 2026, 2025? Let's go the opposite way now. Sith, start us out. What do you think this is going to be the next Star Wars film?
I think it is, especially how they laid it out official on StarWars.com, on Instagram, on Twitter. And it said it's leading the slate, and they put it in front. But one thing I did notice, they slid Filoni's name to the last one as if it's going to be Mando first, then Rey, then Mangold, then Filoni, which I thought was interesting because maybe they'll do Ahsoka season 2 in between that, then his movie. But I think it's going to drop. If it starts this year and everything goes smooth, it could be the Christmas movie next year, December 2025. And they could show the trailer at Japan Celebration in April and we could see it there first.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it went. Palpatine, do you seem to believe that this is going to be the next Star Wars film? You still believe that?
It's got to be. If they're just simply turning this season 4 script, which as of a few months ago, come on, we knew from Jon Favreau himself that he's writing it. It appears that that is being transferred into this movie. Sith, you bring up December of 2025.
Yeah.
Very possible. Very scary if that's the case.
Yeah,
that is the same time frame.
Short-termer.
That's the same. But they've done it before with Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, and we saw what an atrocity that was with production.
Yeah.
And so we should be terrified if they come out and say, unless it's a smaller movie, maybe it's only an hour, and it's supposed to be an hour and 45 minutes long, has a budget of $150 million, right? Okay, maybe. But I would still push back against that. I think the most reasonable release date will be May of 2026. And then the Rey movie is going to release December of 2026.
That makes sense.
Is it my turn? Can I take my turn now?
Yeah, I'm done.
Because like every time I'm first, you never forget me. Every time I'm last, you always forget me. But yeah, I think it can happen December 2025. And I know we're saying, oh, it's a quick turnaround. One thing I think this thing has not mentioned is who's writing it, right? Is this going to be a typical Favreau thing where Favreau's writing and directing? Because Favreau loves doing that.
Being turned into the movie.
Right. So I'm going to go under the assumption, unless they prove us wrong later, I'm going to go under the assumption, just because this is typical Favreau, that he's writing and directing. Okay. Like the Iron Man example I made. This is going to be the Iron Man for Star Wars. He's probably had drafts of this script in his back pocket for the last year or so.
Yeah.
This is not like we're starting now. You get what I'm saying? And every time the new season comes out, every time new stuff comes out, he might tweak it and alter it. Cause I mean, we've had season 2, season 3, we've had, Ahsoka, we've had others. So there's other stuff that's come out. So he's probably most likely tweaking it, changing it, but he's had it. And again, we got to keep in mind, we talk about the writer's strike. You don't think the man, when he was bored, sitting in his fucking living room, was on his laptop and just went, what the hell?
So, didn't John say when he finished doing Mando season 3 and he was like editing it before it came out? I thought John said he already had season 4 written as he was editing season 3 of Mando. I could have swore he said
timeline wise.
Yeah.
I got to put, Palpatine says something about, this is just season 4 turned to a movie. No, because they announced season 4 too. I don't think that's it. I really don't. I think season 4 is its own thing. I don't think he's taking.
I do. Season four. You guys,
well, I would think
they did say season four is happening though. Deadline. Well,
yeah. Deadline.
Bulletin. Both. Yeah. I mean, say what you will about Scoopers. These two are, especially Deadline, criminal the fucking crim. I mean, they may not be a Hollywood reporter, but they're fucking great. They said that it is confirmed at this moment that season four of The Mandalorian is in development. And so did Bespin Bulletin. He also said they're still doing a season four. Here's another curveball, which I guess isn't really a curveball because we all might expect this. Bespin Bulletin said this is going to be a trilogy. That they're going to do. And when you think about the Dave Filoni movie, that makes more sense. So,
yeah,
you know, Sid, you said he didn't like the idea of a season four and a Mando movie. But if they do a Mando trilogy in a season four, are you okay with that? I mean, does that sound okay?
Well, I'm more like season four should be the beginning of this trilogy. Filoni's movie is the middle, and then the end will be John and Dave collaborating together for a trilogy ending, like, you know, that Mandoverse story, taking Thrawn down. So I guess we'll see, but, like, that just kind of throws me off. If it isn't season four, then what the hell is this movie about?
Yeah, I would be so surprised if they adapted season four into just this movie.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Remember, they did that with the Clone Wars movie. It was a four episodes. Like it turned four into, episodes. I know it's completely different situation, but I just don't think that would be the best narrative plan. What I think is going to happen is, or what has happened is, John, like Sith was saying, by the time season three was already coming out and releasing, season four was pretty much done, and they were getting ready to go into pre-production, everything, strikes happened. Now, production for that starts this year. I mean, season four is not far. So it's surprising to me that production for this movie begins this year, but so does production for season four. Lucasfilm has not confirmed if this takes away or adds to season four, if season four is even happening. But if they did season four this year, they film it, I would not be surprised if John, the crazy bastard that he is, takes that momentum and goes, okay, well, we're all here. We got to film this movie now, immediately right after, around the same time.
Peter Jackson syndrome.
Yeah. Like. I think this isn't the worst idea in the world, because if season four is already written and done, they're about to get filming and all that and do production with it, I think John can take the story, already kind of being the momentum of The Mandalorian, take what he had with season four, instead of doing a seasons five and six, however long the series is supposed to go on for, just go, okay, well, now we're going to wrap things up in this trilogy. Here's what I have planned to start this trilogy out. Dave's going to do the middle or the finale with everything with Thrawn and the Mandoverse and everything like that. But, I mean, it is weird to have a season four and have this movie. I don't want this to come out like, you know, season four comes out in, January of 2025, and then we get the movie in December. I think that'd be a lot. But I also think having these two films so close together and probably released so close together is actually going to do a lot of wonders in the box office and build up fan reception and audience interest, because everyone loves The Mandalorian. And this being the movie that we return to is a good idea. And if we just went into it post season three with nothing else in between but Ahsoka seasons one and two, I don't think it would do so well. I do think you need a fourth season to make this movie really, really marketable and build up that interest and goodwill.
Yeah, and I think it's going to springboard into it. They may – I mean, I don't know if we're probably still going to get some of the Mandalore stuff in there, Bo-Katan. But they can mix in Ezra returning. There could be some of that mixed in this fourth season too, and it can be the springboard going into these movies, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm really starting to think, we kind of touched on before, that Ahsoka, it's going to be left where her and Sabine are stranded in this other galaxy. I think it's going to be a separate story of them going on
separate
over there. But there's one thing that no one's really talked about. Correct me if I'm wrong, but has there been any Star Wars movie where Kathleen Kennedy has shared executive producer marquee, produced by Kathleen Kennedy? Hasn't always been?
No. She's Which always, almost all of them. Michelle Rejwan did The Force Awakens and Rise of Skywalker. So did J.J. Abrams, of course.
I'm not saying Ryan in the Johnson, credits. In the credits, there's 20 producers.
I'm talking about, always works with Ron Bergman, and he was in all his films. Ron Bergman was the big executive producer for fucking Episode 8. Larry Kasdan, huge executive producer for the Solo movie, and him and Kathy are the main reasons those two guys left. So yeah, she does.
I just remember hearing, like, for all the movies, when, you know, when the pressers came out and this and that, people were talking about it. It always say produced by Kathleen Kennedy. I don't remember hearing the other names. I know they were there, but it just struck me as something when I saw this produced by Kathleen Kennedy and Dave Filoni. It made me like.
And John Favreau too. Don't forget my boy, future.
Well, he's a director and the writer. He's everything. So it's that doesn't count.
As he but, should you know, be a true auteur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's the next president of Lucasfilm.
God help him, because I don't want Filoni to be involved in that big of capacity. But that is a good segue into the Dave Filoni aspect of this. When I heard this, I thought this was replacing Dave Filoni. I thought he was actually going to be directing this, and Dave Filoni, because he's now chief creative officer or whatever, takes a step back, has other stuff. He's got Ahsoka season 2 and everything. But at the moment, it's not confirmed that we're having a trilogy. But it is confirmed that we have a Dave Filoni Mandoverse movie and a Jon Favreau The Mandalorian and Grogu movie. Clearly, these two are going to tie in.
Yeah.
But from the offset, it's weird, right? This announcement and how this is going, it's weird because we've never in history of Star Wars had a two-part movie kind of thing where it's like, oh, by the way, we're having Rogue Squadron and then Rogue Squadron's defeat the next year. And that's it. You know, this is weird.
I don't think it's that. I think they're all part and parcel of the same thing. I think they're all and we keep thinking trilogy because we're used to Star Wars, right? We're used to trilogies. Yeah. And people have mentioned the MCU model and a lot of people saying, we don't like that. We don't want that. This could be phases. You see what I'm saying? You could have Favreau's Mando and Grogu movie, Filoni's Mandoverse movie, you know, and stuff like that. And it could be phase one of this new era in Star Wars. You know what I mean? Or if it is a trilogy, it could be that Mando and Grogu is the first of this trilogy. And then the second movie, Filoni's going to write. Maybe
or direct. Or it could be, what if John's movie is like the Infinity War and Dave's is the Endgame? It's just a two-part movie like that.
Yeah.
It's possible.
And that could work, but it does depend on what this movie is about, what entails it and everything. Like, I what's so weird with Star Wars, especially with these shows that we've been watching on Disney Plus, is it's clear they're trying to do what Sith just talked about, the in-game kind of thing where we get all the characters and as I always say, the member berries. You remember this person? I remember. Dave Filoni's Mandoverse movie.
Remember Adam? Oh, I remember. Remember Chewbacca again? Remember? Oh, I remember. Remember TIE Fighter? Oh.
I fucking love to member. I remember Clone Wars. I think the Dave Filoni one will be a member berry fest, but they have to, like I said, they were building up to this. They've been trying to do the Marvel formula. Palpatine says he doesn't think it's working because of the lack of interest into the Mandoverse at the moment. Sith Lunga, do you guys share that same sentiment of, you know, maybe this is going to be the Infinity War endgame two-parter movie for this Mandoverse story that we've started? But do you think, even as a fan yourself looking at this objectively looking at it from the audience standpoint, do you think that's a good idea? Do you think there's enough interest in the Mandoverse at this moment to, you know, merit a two-part film?
Seth, you're the guest, go ahead, you can go first.
So I think it's like a good idea for like the sweaties who watch everything and know everything, but for the normies, it's not going to be that much of a hit. Like, so for us, like, even in, like, Ahsoka, like, there was stuff in Ahsoka that if you didn't watch Clone Wars, you didn't watch Rebels, it wasn't going to hit just like it did for a normal person. But now it's at the point where it's kind of too late. You can't go back because you started with Mando. It connected to Season 2. It connected to Book of Boba. Book of Boba connected to Mando Season 3. That connected to Ahsoka. Supposedly, Skeleton Crew takes place in between Mando 3 and Mando 4. So it's already like locked in. I just want to see what the end result is. But it's like it's kind of like it's too late to go back and they gotta just stick the landing.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
I don't necessarily agree with all the sentiments for this reason. When you said the sweaties and the normies, when it comes to Mandalorian and Grogu, and I'm not talking about the title of this movie, Mandalorian, the Mandalorian, Din Djarin and Grogu. They are a cultural phenomenon. Oh, it's 100%. Not. Yeah. It is not a sweaty normie thing. It's everyone knows them, right? It's Game of Thrones. It's Daenerys and the dragons. Everyone knows them. Okay. And yes, while we had in season two, we had the Ahsoka elements and, you know, and training Grogu and we had, you know, Luke could show up and, but Luke, everyone knows, right? Ahsoka people are starting to learn about. And this movie doesn't have to go. If the movie's called The Mandalorian Grogu, it's going to go into some kind of story that's their story again, just like season one was, right? And it's going to eventually, near the end, tie into perhaps other movies, okay, and what's coming afterwards. So they are not going to make this movie for the sweaties. Favreau isn't doing it. That's Filoni's thing. Okay?
That is a Filoni thing, but it's true.
It is.
Yeah. Favreau knows what he's doing. And I in Favreau, we trust. That's how I feel, okay, with everything. I know he's had Favreau. I'm not saying he's perfect. There's some stinkers because he was involved in Bob. But you know, he knows what he's doing with it. Okay. And this movie is going to be, I truly believe, a mass appeal movie, something that anyone can walk in. It just has casual knowledge of Star Wars, watch The Mandalorian on TV. Okay. And it can bring in people who may have never watched The Mandalorian on TV, which are there people out there that haven't watched The Mandalorian?
some. You never know.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen with this movie. And I think that, and that's, if that is what my belief is, how they do it, that's going to be perfect. And again, you can do the Rey movie. Get some bangers first. Get some bangers under your belt that you have you're never going to please 100%, right? That's never going to happen. But get something where it's generally well received. Okay. If you have at least the feelings people had after The Force Awakens, okay, where people were like, okay, yeah, it was a rehashing New Hope, but people were happy, right?
Yep.
People were generally
happy. They were going to go see the next movie. That's how The Force Awakens ended, is that no matter who you were, even if you liked it or disliked it, everyone left The Force Awakens going, well, I got to see what comes next. You know?
Right, right.
If this movie does that, that's great.
I'm not expecting people to have Empire feelings right after this. That's not what I'm saying. But at least Force Awakens feelings. You know what I mean?
That's the Empire Strikes Back one is the Sharmino Bacchanoi film, because we know that's going to be so powerful. Palpamimes, do you feel like this is going to be the end game, Infinity War two-part ending for this massive story? Or do you really think that you've lost so much faith in this Mandoverse shit that it's not even going to hit?
It's hard to say, because it'd be like if Disney Plus came first and all, what was it, three phases of the MCU happened all as shows. And then, there's two movies coming out, Infinity and Endgame. They wouldn't perform well. They would not. Okay, let me take that back. They wouldn't perform nearly as well as they did. They performed well because they had that general audience. They had the vast general audience invested in the theater. You do not have that with the Mandoverse. And I understand Grogu's a cultural phenomenon. Okay, he's cute. Okay, it's played out. The gimmick is done. I'm sorry. It's done. Yes, there are going to be. It's done. It is done. Are going to be signing
up for this movie?
No,
my wife has five. Listen, my wife has five fucking Grogu's, and my wife did not give a shit about Star Wars. Period. But she does ask me, when's Grogu coming back?
When's Grogu coming back? They are not going to go see a movie because the cute little doll they have on their shelf that's all dusted up.
Oh, you are so wrong, my friend. That green little fucker is a billion-dollar formula.
I hope he dies. I hope season four comes and he gets shot, and then they change the name to The Mandalorian.
No, he's got to go. He's got to get kicked out.
Chatooine, we only hate on Omega. That's the only kid.
Omega. Fuck them kids. It's only Omega.
I got off track there. I apologize. Sometimes when I see the little green dude, I get a little. My brain goes in different places.
I may have gone too far in a few places.
What was the question only? Do I think this is going to do well with the Mandoverse? Or what, is that even the question? I'm off topic.
At this point, I was asking if you think this is going to be the Infinity War endgame.
I'm assuming you're talking on a successful level. No, I do not think so. We can talk a number. I don't know if you want to talk a number, but no, I do not see this, especially if they do season four and season four somehow sets up the movie. Well, what about the first three seasons of the story? Shouldn't that have been the setup?
Yeah.
Well, kind of $3.4 billion is what Mandu and Grogu is going to bring in.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know about that.
How much money that is?
Obviously, no, Kathleen, I'm.
Yeah, Kathleen, Kathleen, you guys ready?
Never leave Lucasfilm. I think George might suck her dick in that situation.
You guys ready for us to be in the theater all together watching this movie? And Grogu looks at his father, and his first words are, "The way this is," and everyone starts clapping. And that's when I walk out of the theater and go home.
Good. His life. First words, and you know what? Dad, and I would be sobbing like a little bitch. In the seat next to you with a pound of popcorn in my face.
You'll leave and four other people will buy a ticket. This movie is going to be $1 billion movie.
Yeah, you know, it's
going to do $1 billion.
Yeah, it might be $1 billion for sure. All right.
I think this is $1 billion movie. This has a better guarantee of being $1 billion than Dave Filoni's Mando movie, than the new Dawn of the Jedi, James Mangold, and definitely the Sharmino Bachinoy Ray movie, or Taika Waititi, or the Lando movie, whatever the fuck other movie.
No, I think Mangold's had potential to be $1 billion too, if it was done right. Mangold's could have been.
I did say that too, but I'm saying out of all of them that have the most likelihood of getting $1 billion, this is by far and away.
If you had to pick one,
this is the one you put all the money on black on. I mean, this is it. I do agree with you guys. I don't think it's going to hit as well with the Infinity War in-game kind of potential. But I do think, like Longa said earlier, that's a Dave Filoni thing. This is one of the big reasons I love this movie is I was shocked that they made Dave Filoni direct a Star Wars movie before Jon Favreau, that they brought in Sharmino Betch before Jon Favreau or Bryce Dallas Howard, because with what Jon did with Mandalorian, and that is kind of crazy looking back, and I think we give a lot of disrespect for season three. Season one, he brought in a bunch of directors and like vetted them. Look at what all of those directors have done since then. Carl Weathers is still directing for The Mandalorian. Rick Famuyiwa is now an executive producer of the series.
Give Famuyiwa a movie, man. Please. Give him a movie now.
And Bryce. We want that because we've seen and it. Bryce. The same with Bryce. They've done so well. Deborah Chow got her own series. Robert Rodriguez got his own series. Sexist. And that was the biggest. First of all, yes, I hate all
men. You don't
men.
Want Charmaine?
But second of all, well, no, but it's not. But when you look at Jon Favreau, the reason this one gets me so excited is he has that experience. He has done, you name something in the movie industry, he's done it. This guy was on The Sopranos fighting Christopher Moltisanti, okay? This is a man's man right here.
Yeah.
This guy's done everything. That was one of the best. He was in Friends. I don't know if you guys remember.
Swingers.
He was in the UFC on Friends.
Swingers.
Yes. Was his big breakout movie. Like, Jon Favreau is such a name when it comes to the
that movies. Chef movie that he acted in too. He made that one chef movie.
And that was a very good movie. And that's like his little Artur project stuff. He is a filmmaker through and through. He is the closest thing that I know this is going to piss some of you Dave Filoni fans off, but he is the closest thing to George Lucas since George fucking Lucas. All right. He is more like George Lucas and Davis. I don't give a fuck if he got mentored by George himself.
As a director,
as a director, wise,
again, we're talking about Filoni. When people compare Filoni to Lucas, it's about the lore knowledge. It's about the world building. It's about that kind of stuff.
I get that, but when it comes, and
we also realize George needed help directing too, right? I mean, we realized George needed help directing.
George needed help directing, writing, talking, marketing. That man needed help, but God, they gave it to him, and they gave him $4 billion for it. But John has – it's and John we trust. I trust John more than I trust Dave. I like what Lunga said about John being the one to really get the general audiences in. When you watch The Mandalorian Seasons 1 and even 2, even though 2 kind of became that in-game stuff where you have a lot of cameos and everything.
Yeah.
Season 1 was grounded.
That was a lot of Filoni too, let's be honest.
Oh, of course it was. But that's what I think – like. I think it's going to be crazy to see the difference between these two movies. I think the Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni Star Wars movies are going to be vastly different in quality. But I'm just so curious on how Jon is going to set up the story to leave in the Dave Filoni's one. Because if Dave is ending it, you know, it's got to be something with Thrawn. But like Sith said earlier, we don't want to end Thrawn's story with just one movie, but he's been introduced in the show, so you kind of have to watch the show. Like, there's a lot riding on these movies, and John being the one who's a little more outside the lore than Dave Filoni is, there's a lot on his plate to tie everything in neatly together where it all makes sense, even though when it comes
well
to
that's why I think Dave Filoni being an executive producer, well, it'd be an executive, right? Yeah,
he's
I
an executive think, producer. We don't, he might co-write the story, though. We don't know yet,
and we're sure again, we're severely guessing. that it's a, only two movies, right? We're still guessing that. It could still it could be
the
a trilogy.
Reports
it could
are
be
coming
more.
Out that trilogy. The reports are saying trilogy is the plan. So
that's what I
and this and this movie could be a prelude, and then there could be a trilogy after it. That's
God. Y'all think the end of the trilogy is the Rey movie and Grogu's in it? What if they're trying to do that?
That's
what
too much of a time
general
gap.
Audience
you,
involved.
You have to end
too much of a time gap.
Don't like Grogu so much now.
Oh, I love that little bastard, but I mean, I would. But that is one thing people have speculated is that they're going to do these movies, and then Grogu is going to end up in the Rey movie. You know, so many years later. I don't know how that will.
Not
play
talking
out.
Like Yoda. He's going to be the most eloquently speaking Jedi we've ever heard since like Obi-Wan. It's going to be coming out of Grogu's mouth.
It'll probably be voiced by Chris Pratt. He voices everybody nowadays, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I do want to say, though, when it comes to Grogu and the Mandalorian, I mean, that's the name of this title, and we'll talk about the title in a second. Do you guys think, looking back now that we have a movie, do you think it would have been better to keep Grogu and Din Djarin apart until the movie? Do you think
my
that
God,
would-
yes.
Like, I feel like that would have hit a lot. Like, now that I know we're having a movie, I'm like, man, could you imagine doing, like, ooh, at least one or two where maybe it's been 5 years since Mandalorian Season 2. We haven't seen Grogu and Din in so long, and then they get back together in this movie or something like that, or in the finale. Like, that would have really hit. When we look back at The Mandalorian, how do you guys kind of reflect on it with that relationship with Din and Grogu?
I wouldn't have said not seen him until the movie. Since we are getting a season four, I would say seeing him in the middle tail end of season four that leads into the movie. I know what you're saying. The impact would be like, oh, look there. We haven't seen him in 3 years. There he is. You know, that would be great. But I just think that might've been too long of a time skip. We didn't need him in season three at all. That was unnecessary. You could have did some flashes, you know, to him with Luke or whatever, and just tease that he's training with them and stretch it out. You know what I mean? So you could have seen him, you know what I mean? But he wouldn't have been with Mando. And then, you know, like that, the whole armor you must choose, do that as the last episode of season four. You know what I'm saying? And then you'd see him in the movie. That I could like, I think that would work for me.
I'm just sad that they were apart, and then they came back together in the Book of Boba, a show that nobody watched.
They cried.
Again, those were episodes one. Those were episodes one and two of season three. God damn it, they were not supposed to be in Book of Boba.
I mean, yeah, but they were still good episodes. But let's get to the title, because I think we all hate the title, right? Does any of you like the title at all?
There's no way that's the official title. Like,
they're calling it that as if it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're putting quotes around it. I mean, that's quotes,
the capitalization of it's the working title.
So if they stick with that, do you think they would do Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu, or The Mandalorian and Grogu,
stupid.
A Star Wars story?
Star Wars story.
See, if they do a Star Wars story, then it doesn't feel like it would be connecting to a trilogy, right? You don't have Star Wars, The Force Awakens, or no, if The Force Awakens, a Star Wars story. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it could have been, but yeah, you're right. It wouldn't work as like
it would be weird.
Interesting how they're going to title this stuff going forward, because it was Solo, a Star Wars story, Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Wait, it was Rogue One, a Solo, a Star Wars story. Sorry. I was thinking of like the name of the characters that they're doing. That's another thing they're doing here is just naming the characters, the Mandalorian and Grogu. I don't know what else they, of course, could title this, because we don't know anything about
well,
the
plot. It's hard to tell what would be a better fit. And who knows, maybe they
Foundling.
Don't even know.
Foundling. Or just The Mandalorian. I mean, they couldn't do it because of the series, but The Mandalorian was a really good title when they announced the series and everything that was happening.
It works for a show, you know? Yeah.
I think it would have worked for a movie, too, though. I mean, I think that is... That show has turned Mandalorians into pop culture now. It's almost equivalent to Stormtroopers. I mean, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
So
with the exception of Solo, the titles have always been plot driven titles, right? That's what we're used to with Star Wars. That's the thing. We're used to these hooks, you know, that are the theme of the plot of that episode, you know. But again, that's where we have this disconnect in our heads. This is not the Skywalker saga. It's not an episode, right? So, but They gotta do better than The Mandalorian, Grogu. It sounds like a sitcom. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It
sounds like an anime, honestly. It sounds like an anime title, and I like a lot of anime.
The Boy and the Heron?
Well, yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, I mean.
It is definitely an odd title.
It's an odd title for an odd choice for a movie.
Wait, no, hang on. It's not an odd choice for a movie, though. This is a good idea for a movie. Like it's The Mandalorian. You're telling me
maybe for the hardcore fans. Oh, I'm going to see it.
Can we go again with the hardcore fans? Is this the one?
Everyone likes The Mandalorian.
Thank you. Across the board, people in the Star Wars community can agree that this is the one thing everyone watched.
Right. Years ago, they loved it. It's played out.
It was the number one show last year.
Compared to what?
A New Hope came out in 77, motherfucker. Okay. What do you want?
Did House of the Dragon come out last year?
House of the Dragon, because it was the number one last year, but you know what it was? The Mandalorian.
Again, compared to what? There wasn't a whole lot of huge shows that came out. I'm aware. Star Wars is very popular. So if we want to say, things are good because compared to everything else, it was number one. Sure. Okay. But you do have to look at what it was next to, right? To determine, if this beat House of the Dragon or Stranger
this
Things,
this is the guy
absolutely
that argues
fine.
about teams only winning because, well, look at the era they played in. It was a weak era. This is the argument that he makes for everything.
It's a valid argument. If you are going to boast about, okay, it was the number one stream show this year, streaming is not doing too hot in general. Let's see what it beat, right? Again, if you want to say, it beat House of the Dragon, it beat Stranger Things or whatever, absolutely very valid point.
I don't, no. I never make that argument.
I see Star Wars, Mandalorian stuff everywhere. It's not like
I'm talking about only.
But I'm right, though, because this stuff is everywhere. Look, I live in Orlando. I'm right by these Disney motherfuckers. I see this stuff all the time. I know it's popular when it comes to Star Wars. That's why I don't agree with the prequel fans who are like, the prequels are never hated. I never went to a grocery store, looked at the Eggo's waffle box, and saw Jake Lloyd or Hayden Christensen on it. Mom. That's never happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Mr. Prequel lover, okay? Just listen. And here's another thing we got to keep in mind. I know he likes to put, that little green fucker. It's a gimmick. What the fuck you think Ewoks were? They legit, he changed them. He changed them from Wookiees to Ewoks just because of toys and marketing.
No,
that is 100%.
Wookiees to Ewoks because they couldn't afford to make the costume.
No, that's a lie.
No, it is not. That is the
By Return of the Jedi, that's a lie.
The production for Return of the Jedi was a complete nightmare. Working with Fox.
Oh yeah. So instead of 6 foot tall,
that's a nightmare. If you're broke trying to make a movie, trying to make the finale of the Star
right.
Wars, arc,
just
yeah, that's
just,
a pretty
just,
bad
hold
situation.
On. Well, think, just think about what you're saying. No, let's think about what he's saying though. He's saying, putting a 6 foot tall guy in a furry costume is too expensive. So let's put a bunch of dwarves in small costumes. That's easier. That's just way cheaper. They'll save us a couple cents on fur. Get out of here. That's
to do with it. I think you're underestimating how much these props costed.
Again, listen, I'm not saying it wasn't cheaper. And I'm not saying that wasn't a perk of doing it. Okay, but Lucas was like, I'm gonna tell you, we can make a lot more money on the toys if we sell these. Don't let me get my puppet out. Well, we can make a lot more money on his toys with the Easy Walk.
We talk about Ewoks.
Point is, it's a gimmick.
Exactly. People
okay.
People watch Return of the Jedi because Ewoks were in it. Right.
And no. Kids, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Listen, the same reason fuckers like you love the prequels because you grew up with them, okay? And adults are like, fuck, this shit's dumb. Guess what? The people who were little kids when Return of the Jedi came out, me, okay? We loved the fucking Ewoks, okay? The adults didn't, but the kids loved them, okay? Same reason why the kids actually kind of like Jar Jar Binks, even though fucking everyone hated Jar Jar Binks. The kids liked them, okay?
I still hate them, and I love the prequels.
Yeah, I know. But a lot of kids like them, okay? And I'm sorry, but this is the reality of it. Merch tells you where something is going. It does.
Yeah.
And Grogu merch and Mando merch is still, Mr. It's old. It's still selling.
Watch whenever
it's still
AMC,
selling.
Whenever AMC reveals that Grogu popcorn tin,
yeah.
People are going to go nuts.
God.
A Grogu it'll be his head.
With the cup. Yeah, it'll be his head with the ears coming out. People are going to go nuts for that shit.
God, and then both ears are going to have a straw at the end. And
it'll be two. It'll be a Mando helmet. And a Grogu
two
head.
Ones. Yeah, yeah.
Stand by what I said. It's overplayed, just like the minions were overplayed. right? If a Minions movie came out.
Apples and oranges.
How many Minions movies have there been at this point?
We talk about white moms with little statues and cookie jars on their shelves. Minions and Grogu is the same thing to those people. It's the same thing to those who were not fans. They thought it was cute and it became a huge trend and they jumped on it.
You got to quantify these things, though. I like a saying of living close to Disney. Guess where I also live close to? Universal.
Minions quantify it.
It's not as popular as it was. Minions is probably a tenth of the popularity of what the Grogu movie.
Yeah.
But hold on. Let's quantify this. Despicable Me came out 13 fucking years ago, and it's just now starting to get dying off. Okay. Despicable Me came out 2010, bro. Yeah. 2010. Okay, and you're saying, okay, it took 10 years for it to die out. The fuck, yeah. What do you think it's going to take Grogu? It's only been a couple years.
I think he's popular enough, him and Din, because first of all, we're talking about moms with the Grogu and everything. I know we're all men here, but as men, we all know every woman in the world wants to fuck Din Djarin. All right? That's the not seeing his face, the voice, the armor, it's hot. I mean, it's some hot shit right there. You know?
Zeddy. He's a Zeddy.
Keep talking.
Hey, I'm not gay, but you don't think I'm going to say Pedro Pascal's a handsome man?
Let's hope he's brown
eyes. You know what they say? When you say I'm not gay, when you have to make a point that I'm not gay, you know, it makes people.
Yeah, but I got no insecurities. All right, I know I can look at him and be like, God, he's hot, without being like, I want to kiss that man.
Women love Pedro. All right, let's hope he's on set this time.
Well, and that is a good point too, because I think it was the Hollywood Reporter who did say Pedro Pascal has not been confirmed to be on this movie, but he also put on his little Instagram page about the story.
He still does the voice acting. No, he still does the voice acting. Who voiced it in season 3? Who posted about it on season 3? Him.
Yeah, but
we know this.
Really is.
Movies are bigger, and contracts negotiations are way different than TV. Okay, and he has way more leveraging power when it comes to a movie than he does for a TV show.
Absolutely. And he had to prioritize The Last of Us because, matter of the fact, he had a more prominent role with his acting skills. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a lot more successful in terms of viewership and all that.
Not only do we think is he going to be there for like the voice, we know that's a given. Do you guys think he's going to like be on set, be the lead of the series, and we're going to see his face? Because I feel like if he does do this movie, which I mean, of course, he most likely is, but if he doesn't, holy shit, Lucasfilm, he fucked up.
The AI will come.
We gotta see his face,
agent.
Right?
His agent will demand it 100%. He's gonna say, you need to see my face in X percentage of this movie. It's gonna be 100%. If they want him, that's gonna be in his contract, and he will get it.
Which again, it makes me even. It's so frustrating with the arc, quote unquote, that Din Djarin went through. It's just so back and forth, and it's like. He just went back to keeping his helmet on because he wasn't on set. And now we're going to do this movie where it's like, oh, no, I can take it off now. I changed my mind. It's like, that's not an arc. Come on, people.
No, I mean, you could say that here again. I know it's loosey-goosey and people say, oh, it's bullshit. But here's the thing. When you think about the feel of season 3, being around all the other Mandalorians, it was easy to keep your helmet on because he falls back into that same habit. Because when he was around all his Mandalorians, he always had his helmet on. So it's very easy to fall back into he made a decision, right? But habits that he did for his whole life are hard to break.
But whenever the very last shot is him sitting on his little lawn chair outside in his new home on Nevarro with Grogu throwing frogs around, you would think while he's in a desolate area, he would have his helmet off. But again, we know the production reason why they didn't do that. But it's still, on an objective storytelling level, it does not work.
You know, and season 4 could change that. I will concede that I didn't really think about that, but after watching season 3, season 4, I think like you just said, Palpatine, it could change it where it might make more sense there.
But will Pedro be on set for season 4? That's the problem. It's wishy washy. It's not there's no consistency.
When it comes to this movie, he'll be there for the movie.
All right, he's gonna be there for the movie. Now it could be they have Brendan Wayne on set for 95% of the time, and then at certain key points in the movie they have Pedro on and he does helmetless shots, right? That's probably how it's gonna go, but he will be there on set for the movie because the movie is just better for him as an actor, all right? Has the vaster audience compared to shows and stuff. So
All right. Well, when it comes to this movie, though, who else do you think is going to be in this? Because maybe you get a Bo-Katan in there. That would make a lot of sense. Or the Ahsoka. Or maybe a Luke Skywalker in a... what's the other lady's name? I don't know why I'm forgetting. Oh, Leia. I can't believe I forgot that. Leia and Han Solo. Like, do you guys think we're going to see a lot of characters in this? Or is this going to be a more focused and grounded story about just Din Djarin and Grogu? Go ahead, Sith.
I think they're going... Oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Sith. You go first.
I don't know, because I don't know what the story is, but what I would like is a Boba Fett redemption arc, because, like, they did my man Boba bad, and, like, Boba in Season 2 of Mando was Boba, but in Book of Boba, I don't know who that person was, so I would like a redemption arc for my man Tamora on the big screen, but I guess it depends on the story, man. I mean, I don't know, and I kind of don't want it to be just a big old cameo thing, go see the movie because all these people are in it, like... I just want it to make sense for the story and be a good movie for whatever he has planned for it.
Yeah, I think I feel the same way. Cameo City is not my forte. Yeah. Anyone on chat to me knows I hate the member berries. But Palpamemes, who else do you need to see in this or want to see? Or do you want this just to be Din and Grogu?
Well, it depends. If they continue what was... I guess if they continue on from what was left off on Season 3, I think it would be a more confined story of him fighting Imperial remnants, and that will set up a more threatening, predominant villain, possibly Thrawn. If they do a 180 and go back and they kind of change and there's a time jump or there's something like that, then I can see the likes of Luke and Miss Katan, not Ahsoka, because she's in a different galaxy.
Yeah.
So yeah, for once, we might away, we, for know. Once, for once, a project with Dave Filoni's name on it might not actually have the little orange girl in there.
Thank God.
So, you know what? Maybe this will make $1 billion. No, I think it can go one of those two ways. I think if they either continue on Season 3 with the way it left off, no. If they do a time jump and they change things and the executives are like, hey, we need to make as much money as possible, then they're going to make sure Luke and possibly Leia, probably Han. It really depends on those two factors.
All right, Lunga, before we move on to the last topic of the show and close this bad boy out.
Yeah,
what do you think we're going to see in this?
Again, it can go both ways, and we really still don't know. It's way too early. But just the way this horrendous title is being displayed, I really think Favreau is going back to the roots, right? He's going back to the foundations. He's going back to Season 1. And I think this is going to be along that lines with threads like Season 1 did that are leading to a bigger story. So I really think it's going to be like that. We might see a Bo-Katan Mandalorians, right? We might see some Mandalorians popping up. Grief Karga, definitely. We'll see, you know, that kind of stuff. Let's get oh my God, why is his name escaping me?
Jack Black.
Timothy Oliphant's. No, Timothy Oliphant's character.
Cobb Vanth.
Cobb Vanth. I want Cobb Vanth. Right. And everyone's predicting that Cad Bane is not dead. Could we get a Cad Bane? That would make sense. Okay. So those kind of grounded Western style characters that we saw in those first, you know, in the first season, and Cad Bane was later, but you know what I mean? That kind of stuff I think would work. I don't think we're going to get into legacy characters really in this movie. I don't think we're going to get the Luke, the Leias, the Hans. We're going to see a droid. We always see a C3PO and R2 somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So maybe we'll see that. But I think, again, they could prove me completely fucking wrong, but I think it's going to be more grounded Season 1-ish-esque.
Do you hope it is? Let me ask you that.
I
hope it is, yeah.
Yeah,
I do. I don't want it to be a cameo parade with this movie, because then it doesn't feel like a good movie anymore at this point. It just feels like a cameo parade.
So are you excited for Dave Filoni's movie then? Because that's more than likely going to be that.
No, that one is definitely
no.
Because of Dave Filoni, that causes me more concern. But one person did come up in my mind before we move on. Giancarlo Esposito. Do y'all think we would see him in this? I feel like he is such an amazing actor, an amazing villain. I know they fucked it up with Season 3. Is it a clone? Is it not?
Freaking, do y'all think we need him in this?
I feel I...
It's weird, right? Because if he comes back, it kind of waters down what has already happened, and he's died. He hasn't died.
It's such a shame because he is such a tremendous fucking actor, and I loved him before what they did at the end of season three. I'm like, why did you fuck this man over so badly?
Yeah.
What did you do to him? Okay, it's a shame. I would love to see more Juan Carlos Esposito a million times, yes, but not the character anymore. Not Moff Gideon.
Same one
you,
we got.
You fucked this character at this point.
The whole thing was just.
You would rather see Moff Gideon next time around?
Yeah, right. Brother. You guys think we'll see Snoke in it? And that's actually Moff Gideon. Snoke is Gideon confirmed.
There'll be a new Moff. Moff Heisenberg.
Yeah.
Gustavo.
Oh, God. All right, so final question before we wrap the show up and call it a night. Does this, and we'll go clockwise, start out with Ju Lunga. Does this movie make $1 billion in the box office? If it doesn't, give me a number you think it'll reach.
100%, unless they completely fuck it up. Obviously, you can't predict that. If they fuck it up, it's not going to make $1 billion, right?
With Lucasfilm, anything is possible.
But, listen.
Possible to underestimate.
Listen, if that shitty Rise of Skywalker, only because it was the last movie of the series and people said, I gotta at least see it, okay, if that movie can make the money it did, okay, this movie, with the potential it has, what Mando has, with Favreau directing it, with all the pieces it needs to hit $1 billion, there should be no reason it doesn't.
Top of memes.
Yeah, I'm on record saying this, and I'll say it again. I think, in general, almost positive about this, no matter what the next Star Wars movie is, because of the state of Star Wars, because of the lack of interest, because of the disapproval from basically almost all the content we've gotten in the past 10 years from a large, large mass audience standpoint, whatever this next movie is, I do not see it doing $1 billion, no matter what. I can see this movie 600, maybe 700 million.
Damn. That's
you gotta look at the state Star Wars is in. You have to look at that. You have to look at the mass audience. They do not like Lucasfilm. They do not like Disney Star Wars.
No, it's not that they don't like them. They just don't care. They're indifferent. I agree with
you. There you go. They don't care. They're not going to care to go buy a movie ticket.
I think that with Mando and Grogu, I think they are going to tune in. I think this is big enough.
That's why I'm giving it the benefit of a doubt and giving it 600 to 700 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Not for a Star Wars film.
Not for a Star Wars movie. And again, exactly.
That's horrible. Like,
that's a lot of people, though, Lunga. Right? I'm still giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Lunga's talking so much.
Muted.
He's not making any noise.
Let's think about how he felt when we said 500-600 million for Rey. That's way too low for a Rey movie. It's a failure if it's that low. There is no way
it could be that low. And I changed my mind on that. And Lunga, I completely changed my mind on that. I thought about it a lot more. I did some more digging. I changed my mind on that. I agree with you. Probably 600 million. Now, that was awesome.
But you said it would have been a failure if it only hit 600 million.
I think that would be a very bad sign, yes. I think it's almost inevitable, though.
No, I completely disagree. But anyway, Sith, yes or no, $1 billion, if not $1 billion, what do you think this movie will make?
I think $1 billion easily. It's going to be potentially the first Star Wars movie in theaters in 7 years. So we were spoiled with that 5-year run. 7 years is a long time, regardless if it's good or not. I even think the Rey movie would have did that if it was the first movie, just because you would have had the people that wanted to see it. And the haters will go to see it just so they can hate on specific things from the movie. So even with the Mando Grogu movie, if people are checked out, they'll still go just so they can hate on it, because nowadays everybody loves to hate. So I'm pretty sure it's going to do $1 billion. And if it's good, people are going to see it multiple times. So I think it's $1 billion easy, man.
That's where that money comes into, repeat viewing.
To hate something would mean you care, right? And I just think a lot of people simply do not care.
I think you're hanging out on the wrong side of Twitter again.
I don't really get on Twitter anymore. No, on Twitter is just a bunch of, everything's great, don't worry. So I don't
know. Yeah, it's a mixed bag. But no, I mean, I'd push back, dude. I really, I'm with
that's, and that's fine. And that is absolutely fine. I don't think the Star Wars movie making a billion is easy on the horizon, considering the state we're in right now. Well, the state we've accumulated over the past 10 years.
We don't have a movie. The fact that The Rise of Skywalker, after the flop of Solo, after the horrible reaction to The Last Jedi, still barely cracked $1 billion by like 70 million. This series and this movie that's coming out, which is massively popular, I mean, it's too big to fail, in my opinion. I mean,
would you say Han Solo is a less popular character than The Mandalorian? Be honest. No, I'm not saying he is.
This is apples and oranges, because the Solo movie came out after they killed him off. It wasn't Harrison Ford. And
sure, absolutely.
It wasn't Harrison Ford. Like that simply alone got people to go, I'm not going to go see this shit.
It's not an exact comparison, and I'm not trying to act like it is.
But I'm just saying that with this movie, though, it is an easy pass of $1 billion. Unless Din Djarin comes out in a trailer and says, hi, my name is Dinjala Djarin. I'm now a trans female from the planet of the liberals or whatever. Then maybe it would not make $1 billion. But there's so much. What do I always say? What did I say about the Rey movie? There are already things built into the cake. Like Sith was saying, there's people who don't like this already when it comes to the Rey movie, who say they hate it. I think some of them might not show up. When I say built into the cake, you already have a section of the diehard fans and the general audiences who will not show up to see the Rey movie. That is not the case with this Mandalorian and Grogu movie. The things that are already built into the cake with this one is massively popular in the pop culture. Very respected amongst the community. John Favreau's directing it. That adds a foundational stability that this company needs. There are so many things baked into the cake already with this that is good, where it's not like the Rey movie, where you already, this movie was announced and people were like, I don't like this. I don't want to go see it. Almost.
Right. And you didn't have bad press with a director. You're hard pressed. There are a few, I'm not going to say there aren't, but you're hard pressed to find a Mandalorian hater who just hates the Mandalorian. There's really not that many. There's ones that are like, they weren't happy with season 3. There was some that are saying they just like season 1, they didn't like the last two seasons, but they liked Mando. They liked it. And generally, consensus, it was really positive. Amount of haters like you do with Rey.
Also, if this drops in December, if it's a Christmas movie, oh Lord, it's a wrap.
All right.
It's a wrap.
Like, it is perfect holiday timing. And that's why, like, I know you guys kind of pushed back on season 4 happening. I really think if they did season 4, that comes out in 2025, and then the movie comes out in early 2026, like May, and there's like maybe a 6 month to a year gap between these two. I think that extra boost of marketing from that one season easily pushes us over the $1 billion line. Because
I think the movie coming is going to boost the season. I think you're going to get people who didn't watch it before start checking in. Because
that's
of the movie.
It feels like they brought the story back to square one so that they can attempt to get people who haven't seen the first three seasons make it to where they don't need to see the first three seasons.
Because that's right around the best idea, but it's almost 6 month mark, depending on when they drop season 4. You could start doing teaser trailers for the movie during season 4.
Yeah,
the season finale for season 4, they kind of like they did with the Book of Boba, they could end it in a way that teased the movie of like, this is the first clip or trailer teaser for this upcoming Star Wars movie. So I don't know. But close out the show, 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest, scale of 1 to 10 on your excitement for this movie. I'm going to start off with a solid 8. I got Jon Favreau. It's The Mandalorian and Grogu. I love the story that they've gone through so far. I didn't like season 3. I didn't like Book of Boba. I was indifferent towards Ahsoka, but this is all tying into something. But this feels like the right movie to be next for Star Wars. This feels like what Star Wars should come back with. And I'm more excited for this than I am any other Star Wars movie right now. Might even be more, if not equally excited, like with The Acolyte. I have both of those kind of in high regards right now. So 8 out of 10 for me in terms of excitement for this. Longa, 1 to 10, how excited are you for this movie?
8.5, and the reason why it's not 9 is because of the title right now. But that can change.
You know, that's
my sentiments can change. But yeah, as I'm saying about 8.5, I'm excited about it. I'm happy about it. I want to see what they can do with it. And when I was watching some other YouTube, I've been getting really into Campia lately. I don't know why. I've been watching more Campia, and I usually don't watch a lot of YouTubers, but he said something that had a point. That music,
I'm telling you right now, back by the way, He wasn't there for three. They gotta get Ludwig back.
Yeah. Oh, for the movie, 100%. But let's think about this. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but like when we're sitting here, we haven't seen Mando. We talk about in season three, let the bad taste in our mouths. I hear that music, I'm suddenly ready to go again. I'm like, here we go.
I listen to that shit when I'm working out, and I'm like, saying, let's fucking go.
Yeah. Like, let's go. Yes. Let's go. Let's go. Every episode, even though I was pissed at the last episode, it sucked in season three. I heard the music in the next episode. I was just ready to go. Yeah. Music is so important in movies. And we know that just from John Williams and Star Wars. And, you know, that Mando music, I'm telling you, man, when we see Palpatine memes, your opinion is going to change. When you see the first teaser trailer and that music hits and then you see the first images, it's going to be Force Awakens. It's going to be, whoa!
I'll be chill. I'll activate chill mode.
Yeah. Yeah, Disney will finally start sending you your shill paychecks. But
yeah.
One to 10. How excited are you?
I'm giving it a 7 out of 10. I'm very eager for a new Star Wars movie. I love watching Star Wars in the theaters. That alone gets extra points because of that. I loved, and I adored the first two seasons of The Mandalorian. I loved that story. I loved how it ended, and my headcanon is it ended there, but doesn't matter. And so I loved Din Djarin, and I know I always make jokes about Grogu. I hope Grogu gets some development, and I think he can, and he needs some development. I don't hope he gets some. He needs development. He needs to grow. He needs to change a little bit as a character because it's getting stale right now. But yeah, the music will hopefully rock if Ludwig's back. And I love The Mandalorian. Just really hate basically half of the Mandoverse, though. So that's why I'm conflicted, but I'm excited.
All right, Sith, last but certainly not least, 1 to 10, where you at?
I'll probably say an 8 to be safe. It could be higher potentially, but I don't know what the story is and like the title too. Like if that's the title, but I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it. I just can't wait until we get more details, more info. And like when that first trailer drops and we get that music, it is going to be hype. That trailer will probably make some records for views because if it is a fire trailer and the music, I cannot wait to react to it, man. It's going to be fun.
As George would say, it's going to be great.
That's going to be great.
That's great.
It's going to be great.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
That's going to be
God, I wish I had a
never gets old. I've watched that documentary like 30 times, I swear. It's
We're going to probably have an episode, or at least I will do like my own YouTube video on just how amazing that document. I could spend
just do a watch party. Why don't we just do a watch party?
Oh, yeah. That comes when we get Patreon and everything set up and we have a Discord.
I mean, it's not copyrighted.
Just that whole scene when they're talking to each other, it was so self affirming.
He's grabbing the joint arm and he's like, they just kind of rip apart like butter.
You could see
fucking like gold.
You could see that the insecurities is like, confused. just pat me on the back, make me feel good, make me feel good.
George, God, I miss you, bro. Come, baby, come back.
Or 90s dad vibe and humor. It was a great.
Oh, he's asking. Yeah, he's asking your kids for validation on something. It's like, all right, yep, dad, you go for that. You go get that new Corvette.
Oh man, oh fuck, what's Longo getting? Is he getting a lightsaber? Oh God!
Oh, yeah.
It's George fucking Lucas.
Man, that is amazing! Wow.
Oh, do the voice. Lost the little arm thing.
Long time no see, George.
Hold on a second. Yeah, he needs the mic. Oh yeah, welcome. It's been a long time since I've been on Tatooine. I'm happy to come back. Very excited about the Mando movie. I give it my seal of approval, and it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
George, awesome. I look forward to our next coffee and cigarette break. Thank you.
We'll see him at a bar at Celebration one day. I'm like, oh fuck, that's George Lucas. Questions.
I don't go downtown in Chicago nearly enough. I gotta start going to restaurants, figure out his haunts, and just seeing if I can run into him, just so I can get the fuck away from me, because he doesn't want to talk to anyone.
You know, he lives in Chicago with his wife Melody, so I mean, you could probably bump into him if you're making like a documentary or something, and you got a camera guy following you around.
The awkward walk.
Well, I think he runs away from the cameras. If he sees you without the cameras, he's more apt to at least entertain it, I think, but if he's a camera, he's like,
don't get anything
shit
for him to sign either.
If you love George and you see him in person, the best way to get his respect and love is
leave him the fuck alone and don't say anything
yeah,
at all.
Wave, exactly.
Not
just give him the wave.
I wouldn't even wave. Okay. I might give him a nod and I'd do like the open the door, like, oh, I got you, brother. Something like that. And that'd be it. Yeah.
He does that knows. Meme, that meme nod, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then you're like, hey, I actually run a Star Wars podcast called The Chat 2 Inches. He's like, ah, fuck off.
He's like, I'm going to sue you now, you fucking rat. Well, that's all we got for today's show. Thank you for everybody who are watching. If you guys are still watching, please like and subscribe, support the channel. And Sith, thank you so much for coming on today's episode.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. It was great, man.
If you guys want to check out his show, we have it in the link in the description below. Sith, is there anything you want, you know, the people of Chatooine to check out on your channel or anything specific you want to plug in?
So every Wednesday at 5 p.m., I have a live show with Will from Diamond Figs. It's called Dark Side Secrets. So that's every Wednesday. It's always a good time. And then Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern, I drop a new episode of the podcast, Sith Talk. So I actually moved my podcast to its own channel, so it's called Sith Talk Podcast, and new episodes there weekly, so definitely check it out. It's always a good time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the Wednesday one, the Wednesday one's a nice little handoff, right?
I was about to say, look how perfect that segues. You guys can watch his podcast, and then come right over here. You go, you make a steak, maybe you smoke a blunt or something, you chill back, relax, you watch a little Star Wars, then Chatooine, we come on at late at night.
Yeah.
Yep, perfect.
Thank you so much for coming on, Sith. This was a great show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will be back next Wednesday night. We don't have the calendar right now because of the change with today's topic and everything. But next week, same time, of course, is the sequel, Success or Failure. So we will see you guys next Wednesday night at 9:30. Thank you all for watching. May the Force be with you always. What?